This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. It is trade deadline day in the NFL. We'll have you the entire next 4 hours for any breaking news we get about the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, we are monitoring the news wire here. Breaking news, Eagles trades, Howie Roseman. It's officially Howie season, and we'll keep an eye on the rest of the NFC as well, it's a great day because as we found out yesterday, the Eagles already clinched the division. So away we go. Now we got the home playoff game. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. Good morning. You know what? We need to sign a petition because they need to stop sending those fake checks in the mail because they're disrespectful.
What fake checks?
You know how when you get those checks that say you could get $30,000 or something like that, but they write them like they're real checks.
You fall for that?
No, I'm just saying it's just upsetting. Okay. Because you know how when you go to the your mailbox, you pick out your mail, and you see something. It looks like it
looks
official.
You're falling for it.
No, I'm just saying it's disrespectful.
Okay,
it's disrespectful.
So what are we going to do about it?
They need to stop doing it.
Okay,
they need to stop doing it. What we got the mood lighting on? Now, whoever turned the lights off, y'all know I'm too dark for all that. Turn them lights back on.
No, hold on. I'm too bright for the bright lights. Let it be. Let it be.
Comparing and contrasting of the both of us, we just need to find a happy medium.
Yeah, we do. All right. Well, hopefully the Eagles can find a happy medium as we get closer to the trade deadline. 4 p.m. today is the NFL trade deadline. And look, the Eagles have done a lot already, right? I mean, they have done probably, and I say probably because I don't know that, probably the bulk of the work and maybe all of
the
work.
Heavy lifting is done.
Yeah, probably. Jalen Phillips here from the Miami Dolphins as an edge rusher. Jaire Alexander here from the Baltimore Ravens as an outside corner. Michael Carter III, or second, whatever he is, here as another corner on the inside, potentially with the Cooper DeJean being able to play outside. So they've done a lot. They added two corners. They added an edge rusher. Hugh Douglas, Howie Roseman has done a good amount of work. It is Howie season. But my watch tells me we still got quite a few hours until 4 p.m. today. So this is not over. So Hugh Douglas, if Howie Roseman could add one more thing, if Howie's got one more move up his sleeve between now and 4 p.m. today, what would you want?
As I look at this depth chart and I see all the acquisitions and everything, I see Adoree Jackson is questionable for this game this week coming up and everything. I would probably say just for a depth piece, I'd probably say another offensive lineman.
Another offense? I like that idea.
Yeah, another offensive lineman. You know, when you talk about Cam and the fact that he's, questionable for this upcoming game, you talk about Landon Dickerson, getting back healthy.
Right.
I would like to throw another offensive lineman in there just to, keep everything. That would be nice.
Well, and we've had offensive line issues the entire season. It has not been as strong as it has been in years past.
But it's gotten better. They've been playing better.
Sure, they have. But they're all, to your point, depth is always huge there. And I don't think they're as deep on the offensive line as they have been in years past. They're also now, I think this is a big factor to your point here, they're using six offensive linemen in a lot of formations more than they ever did.
Yeah, so trying to get that run thing.
Right, but it makes Fred Johnson, he's not your typical backup anymore, where he just sits on the bench waiting in case Mailata or Lane go down. He's in a lot of the plays. So if we lost him, it would change the formations we could use.
Devastate.
Yeah, I never thought we'd use the word devastating for Fred Johnson.
I mean, it's just hyperbolic.
I got it. Yeah, but it is. He is more important than he used to be. I think it's a fair one to bring up. An offensive lineman would be a good move for Howie Roseman. If it's me and I'm Howie today, look, I don't think this is a weakness, this position, but I think it could be stronger. I look at safety. Our safeties are Reed Blankenship, who's fine. Reed has been a solid player since
they've been pretty decent this year.
He's solid. He's fine. The other guy is Andrew Mukuba, who I think we all like. Second-round pick. He made the huge play in Kansas City with the interception on Patrick Mahomes that really won that football game. And he's fine. But he is up and down, right? He gave up the big play in Tampa Bay. He's had some missed tackles. Like, I look at it as if they keep the safeties where they are and don't do anything today, I don't think it's going to kill them. But I also think it's probably the weakest part of the defense now. Now that we added more up front, now that we got N'Kobe back in the linebacking core, now we have two good corners, and hopefully we'll figure out that third spot. I do think safety is the weakest part of our defense, and when I think about the explosive plays they've allowed, it feels like the safeties have been responsible for some of them. So I look at that, and even beyond just how good you think Blankenship and Mukuba are, what if one of those guys gets hurt? Like, who are backup safeties? It's Epps who's back here, right? It's Sidney
Cooper
Brown.
DeGene.
Well, it could be Cooper DeGene.
Yeah,
that could end up being an emergency player.
Yeah, but to your point, we don't have that much depth at that position.
So I would go safety. So 215-592-9049. We've got a lot to get to today, including a 4-pack of tickets. Yeah, we're going to a Flyers game coming up on December 3rd. The show is going out to a Flyers game. We want you guys to come with us. 4-pack of tickets. We'll tell you about how we're giving those away in just a few minutes. So your phone calls here on all this. Trade deadline coming up 4 p.m. today. If you could add one more thing, if Howie could add one more thing, what is it? I'd go safety. Hugh Douglas going offensive line. I think in a lot of cases with a lot of GMs, with all the trades Howie's made over the past week and beyond that, most people would assume that GM is done. I never think Howie is done. Like, by 4 o'clock today, will you be surprised if Howie's got one more move up in him? I wouldn't.
Would I be surprised? That's a good question, Joe. I think that when you look at what they've done, the biggest thing I think that they tried to do was make moves to help make the team better, but not leverage the future.
Yeah,
and I think they did that. When you talk about Jalen
Phillips
from Miami, 26 years old and is in a contract year. So if he plays well, he fits into the criteria of what you want with this young defense.
He does. So they could keep him, or they could get a comp pick for him, right?
Yes.
So it almost feels like they're renting him with the chance to keep him, right, if they want to.
Yeah, so it fits into that wheelhouse, and it still keeps you relevant. I think that's the biggest thing that we talk about. We talk about this team is the relevancy.
Yeah.
And you're competitive. Like, those are the things that you're trying to balance here, and I think Howie's done a good job of that. So to answer your question in long form, I think that might be it. I think that might be it.
Yeah, I think Howie's got one more up his sleeve. I always think he does. And it doesn't have to be a huge piece. We talked over the Myles Garrett stuff on Friday. I would have loved Myles Garrett. It seems like the Browns are going to keep him. We got Jalen Phillips. We go from here. I never think Howie is done. The guy has made 9 trades since August. I mean, what's one more today before 4 o'clock? 215-592-9494. By the way, I brought up safety. Marcus Epps is actually on the injured reserve right now. They brought him in after the season began. The vet used to be here, bounced around the league the last couple years. He's on the IR. As I look at the safety group, it's Blankenship, it's Mukuba, it is Sidney Brown. And Hugh brought up the possibility that Cooper could play safety in a pinch, and obviously, you know, he's versatile and could do those kind of things. But that feels to me like it's the weakest part of the defense as I see it. Like, as we go forward, I think the defense is going to be good enough to give us a chance to go win another Super Bowl. But that safety group, Look, Minka Fitzpatrick down in Miami, I know we made a trade with him the other day. If he's actually available, that to me is a difference maker. I'm not sure what Howie has up his sleeve, but safety's where I go. I like Hugh's idea for another offensive lineman, some depth there, because it's been a weaker spot on this team compared to other teams. 215-592-9494. And as I view it now, it's all about positioning our team against the other true contenders in the NFC. Because that, when we're monitoring the news today, and Kyle will break in with any breaking news, keep it here, all the breaking news on the trade front coming up over the next few hours. It's not just going to be about what do the Eagles do today. I'm going to have an eye on what are the Packers doing? What are the Lions doing?
Yeah.
What are the Rams doing?
Yeah, looking at
Seahawks,
other people's grass.
Of course, because that, we got to go through those teams to get back to a Super Bowl. And those are the 4 teams right now, and they'll throw Tampa Bay in there because they always play us tough and they're going to win their division most likely, that I'm watching. Like, those teams, what they do over the next couple hours. Last night, Cowboys go down. The division was won before yesterday, but it's even more obvious now. The Eagles are just positioning themselves for January football and the next couple games here where they have some tough ones. And really down the stretch of the season, have some tough games against Green Bay, against Detroit, against the Chargers, against the Bills. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you go if you're Howie and you got one more move up your sleeve this afternoon?
So I'm not usually one to get greedy or... You know, I'm not big on like overkill and stuff like that. But man, wouldn't it be fun? You guys both mentioned some spots where, you know, like we're not weak at necessarily. We could maybe patch some things up or we could get a little boost. We could get some depth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What if we got another just like big time impact guy?
Where,
on that
though?
Defense?
Ooh, up front?
Well, look, somebody we're very familiar with on the show is still available, and it looks like this team is now starting to sell off players.
Mm.
The Bengals just traded Logan Wilson to the Cowboys, and Trey Hendrickson looks like he's still being shopped. I know we just got Jalen Phillips, guys, but like, could you imagine what this pass rush would look like if we had both sides loaded up with Jalen Phillips? We had Trey Hendrickson on the other side. We have Jalen Carter in the middle. And then we can rotate guys in and out. Nolan Smith rotating in and out.
And maybe that would keep him healthier, by the way, like, if Nolan Smith didn't have to play as much.
I talked about this last week when we did the Myles Garrett thing. If we had Trey and Jalen Phillips,
nobody would ever score another.
We would never allow another yard. I'm not looking for something that might boost like an area that might become weak if somebody gets injured. A depth guy. Like, I'm looking for another move that would like secure us at that top spot in the NFC.
So another edge. You want an edge.
I think if I'm getting greedy here, and it's probably not very likely, but if we could get rid of a second or a third for Trey Hendrickson, I think we'd instantly become Super Bowl favorites and buy a good bit.
Bengals call right now and they say, give us the Jets pick at the top of the third round for Trey Hendrickson.
No question.
Hugh, you
wait
in?
A minute, say it again.
So they'll say the Bengals call the Eagles this morning and say, we're moving Trey today. Would you give us the Jets pick, which is their third-round pick, which clearly is going to be right near the top of the third round, first pick, second, whatever it's going to be. Would you make the deal? Third-round pick, the Jets' third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. Add to the pass rush. Hendrickson, Phillips, Smith, Hunt, Uche, BG, all rotating in.
No.
What do you mean, why?
Because I still got to pay.
No, you don't.
I don't want that third pick.
What do you mean? Not to pay anyone. He's a free agent after this.
I know that, but I'm saying you're just going to trade away the pick and let him leave at the end of the season. So it's like a 6-week rental, 7-week rental, 9-week rental.
But the Super Bowl.
10-week rental.
Do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could do it without Trey.
Well, I mean, they could do it without anyone. But I think the other thing to consider this today, whatever moves Howie makes or doesn't make, Trey Hendrickson's a big name, right? Probably the biggest name still out there.
Yes.
Where does he go if he doesn't go here? That's the other part of the equation. Like, if he just stays at Cincinnati, who cares, right? That doesn't matter. If he ends up in Seattle today, if he ends up in Detroit today, that's a difference. I mean, that changes if you think...
No, I see what you're blocking. You're kind of blocking a little
exactly.
bit from what other teams could potentially
do. Well, I don't want to see him. I mean, I don't want to see him in an NFC Championship game trying to chase down Jalen Hurts as a member of the Seattle Seahawks or the Detroit Lions, wherever he's going to end up. 215-592-9494. That's a hot bar. I'm going to throw out one more position the three of us then touched and right to your phone calls here. So you and I here were more on the depth part of this, right? Like,
yes.
You want another offensive lineman, I'll take another safety. How about a position that we don't talk about until it gets weak? And what I mean by that is, like, when our starter is healthy, it's not a position of need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about tight end. Dallas Goedert is awesome, right? He has, like, 7 touchdowns already this year?
Yes.
Yeah, we all like Dallas Goedert. I was banging the
table.
He's
pretty available this year, too.
He's been awesome, right? He had one missed game. I think he missed the second week of the season in Kansas City.
Yeah, pretty available.
But that... But what does that mean? Like, that does that mean it's going to last? I mean, he typically always misses close to a handful of games.
He's been a lot healthier this year
right.
than he was last year around this time.
I'm just saying, if we could get another tight end in here, just in case or when Goddard goes down, and we mentioned it yesterday, if the Commanders decide to have a fire sale today, I'd love to bring Zach Ertz home. He's a big game player. I mean, we have like 8 catches in the title game last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it'd be awesome. Just another option in the red zone. You could put 2 tight end formations out there. If he's available or just another tight end, I'd be into that.
Yeah.
He's had somewhat of a career resurrection.
Sure he has. He's had an awesome
career. I think I'm thanks but no thanks on Zach Ertz.
Oh, come on.
I think if we're getting a tight end, I would rather a guy who could come in for Goddard but also be a good blocker.
Yeah.
Calcaterra's not a good blocker at all. Zach Ertz, not famously very good blocking tight end. So, like, if we're going the tight end route, I think that would be the way I'd go.
Yeah, I just would love Zach Ertz.
I know. It'd be cute. It'd be fun.
It would be cute. It'd be an awesome ending to the story. All right, 215-592-9494. If the Eagles have one more move in them, if Howie's got one more move by 4 o'clock today, what position do you want? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy trade deadline day, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm going to agree with the football analyst on the show. I agree with Kyle. We definitely need more edge help. Bring in Henriksen, go get Max Crosby, make a splash at the end, Howie. You got
not
the
both.
Draft capital. Yep. So, exactly. Go get both. Make it all happen. Guys, let's face facts here. Causing disruption on a quarterback is everything in the NFL. It was our blueprint for winning the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. It didn't matter that the Chiefs had a Hall of Fame head coach and a future Hall of Fame quarterback and arguably, the best quarterback in the game. When you get pressure on him and they're scrambling and running for their lives, you break that offense. And that won us that defense, because defense is what wins championships.
That's right. That's right.
How you win. So that's why you load up on most important thing. That's why Howie's already following that blueprint. He keeps bringing in all these defensive players because he knows that's how you win in this league, is by having a dominant defense. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks and offenses that got broke,
mm-hmm.
It was a bad night for Dallas Douglas. That vaunted Cowboys offense
tough
put up
night.
10 points
tough
at home
night.
In Jerryland
mm-hmm.
and lost to the 2-5 Jonathan Gannon Cardinals.
What have I done to deserve this?
Well, yeah, exactly, with Jacoby Brissett playing out there last night.
He was looking down the barrel of a shotgun, though. He did a good job.
Tough night for Dallas Douglas over here.
Seriously, that's... Dallas team is the one that yesterday you got all cranked up about and were like jumping at shadows.
He did.
Scared. And like, it was a bad look for you last night, Hugh. And it's been a bad couple of days. Hugh, be careful. These bad takes have a crowd forming. And
bad beats.
They start
I had a
shouting
couple of bad beats.
To Rob Lincoln to fire you.
Hit me up out of here. First of all,
it's getting wrong. And you know what? Howie, I'm going to leave you guys with a message, and then Hugh, I'll let you respond when I hang up and don't listen. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction. Hugh knows what I'm talking about. Enjoy the show and the day, man.
Sometimes it is. Chris, we appreciate it.
First of all,
your response to your Cowboys going down last night.
First of all, they're not my Cowboys.
Well, you didn't give us another team to fear in the division, so we all assumed you were afraid of the Cowboys.
Well, I never said. I said, don't get ahead of yourself. I said, we have 9 games to play, and anything can happen.
Yeah.
I never designated Cowboys love or anything like that. Well, I never said that.
Well, I mean, who else would you pick in the division?
Well, they were the closest last night, and they had the chance to go 500. They blew that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're bad.
They blew that.
Yeah,
they're a bad football team. Mm-hmm. But my point and my premise was to maintain the focus. You don't want to get complacent.
Do you now regret not attending the banner ceremony yesterday?
No, I do not.
We missed you.
No, yes. I do not. And I still am standing on business when I say I am
not.
Listen.
They're minus 2,000 to win the division.
I see. Listen.
I mean, the Eagles might as well send out the email today for playoff tickets. There's a home playoff game here.
You guys.
Just a matter of the date and the round.
You guys are bullies.
I just want to start thinking about who we want. I just want to say that. I
want to say that first and foremost.
Green Bay, maybe?
You guys are bullies.
Yeah. Bullies?
Super bullies.
We're trying to incorporate you.
We're having fun.
This is inclusive.
We raised a banner yesterday.
We invited you to the party, and you were like, no, I don't want to come to the party.
I don't, because there's still business to take care of. We still have 9 games. This is the hill that I will die on.
They're going to clinch with like five games to go.
Unwavering from this until it happens. Okay. Unwavering.
It's over.
I see the same things you see.
Well, then just say it.
No. No.
So you stare at things, you know what they are, and you refuse to admit them.
Until it happens.
Why?
I just do. That's just how I'm wired.
I think deep down.
I never get the cart in front of the horse.
Deep down, I think you did, yeah. Deep down, you regret not attending the banner ceremony.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
There were so many people there yesterday.
It was.
There was a lot of people at the banner ceremony.
And we raised it. Listen, I appreciate, you know what's funny? And I try not to do this, but it happens every day. I have the show after the show. So I need to be paid for working 24 hours a day. Because as soon as
contract dispute, Douglas, now has made it to the air.
No, because as soon as the Cowboys start doing what they did, people start DMing me talking about, Hugh, raise the banner, Hugh. Like, raise the banner. You missed out, Hugh. The divisions are locked. Like, and with anger, you know how sometimes you can't tell how somebody's texting or tweeting? I can. Because they text with so much anger, and it's in all caps.
Well, they were disappointed. They attended the party yesterday. They thought Hugh Douglas is going to be at the party. They're having a banner-raising ceremony. And there's Hugh in the corner with his arms crossed. I'm not attending the party. It's not over.
I am grounded in my conviction that you can't get ahead of yourself. You don't want to get too high, and you don't want to get too low. You want to stay at an even keel, and you want to ride this thing out and maintain your focus.
It's supposed to be
all
fun.
I do is get high and low. I don't even know what the middle looks like.
I can't live my life.
Well, then you missed a big party yesterday.
I heard the party was awesome.
Well, you were actually there sitting in the corner with your arms crossed.
and the fact that all the people reached out to me and said what they said, thank you for reminding me that I was wrong.
Hugh went in the bathroom, locked the door, and stayed there all night.
I was like, where's
Hugh? Thank you for reminding me that I was wrong, people. I appreciate that.
I appreciate everybody
going out of their way to tag me on old posts and telling me what they saw. Appreciate that so much. Appreciate it.
Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Okay, Hugh, I kind of agree with you on the offensive line needs. I don't think we can get Trey Henderson. I don't even know if the Bengals would even offer that. I don't know. I just can't see that happening. But I do think we need offensive line help, if nothing else than insurance against injury with, Dickerson hurt on and off. Lane Johnson hurt on and off. I think we really need that help.
So, Jeff, I agree, and I think Hugh is it's a good point. I mean, it's not something that we're talking about because they don't have a major glaring hole, but you know, as we've seen so far this season, when their guys have been down or hurt or banged up, this thing doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So to make sure we don't have a lull like that, especially if we lose one of these guys for a long period of time, that feels like a move Howie can make today, just to have a real depth piece of that line.
But, I mean, I would do a deal for Trey Hendrickson if it was available.
I just like Trey.
Excuse me. You couldn't wait
but
to
Hugh,
throw that
this,
out there.
This division is
I waited pretty long.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I hear, like
Jeff sees it.
Jeff, I hear you, but I still want to keep the nose to the grindstone. Yeah.
I know. It's the player in you. I know what you're thinking. You're like, don't take nothing for granted. You know, I get it.
But yeah, but I mean, I get it. Because when I saw it, like, let me tell you, Jeff, when I watched that game last night, I was like, Joe Gilly, you talk about somebody that's going to be peacocking around the studio.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
No peacocking.
Oh, my goodness.
He couldn't get his head through the door today.
No, you know what? He came in this morning. all jolly, good morning. And I'm like, hey,
I just said hi. Hey, what's up, Hugh? How's it going?
No, but I knew it was a sarcastic smug hi.
No, it was not.
It was.
It's in your head now. It was my normal good morning, Hugh. How's it going? That's all it was. Jeff, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. All right, 215.
Well deserved, though. Well deserved.
592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a trade deadline Tuesday. We got a lot to do on the show today. All your phone calls. If Howie has one more move up his sleeve, what would you like to see? What position should the Eagles go get by 4 o'clock today? They've already added an edge. They went out and got a nickel corner. They got an outside corner. What else? What do you want if the Eagles could add one more thing? All right, we'll get more into a move he did make coming up. What Jalen Phillips said upon arrival to Philadelphia yesterday. And a funny story from Jason Kelsey in the past about Jalen Phillips, the new Eagles edge rusher. Plus, We have a four-pack. I almost said a pair. No. We have a four-pack of Flyers tickets to give away. We're going to the game with you on December 3rd. The Flyers and the Sabres will give those tickets away coming up. We'll tell you how. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on a Trade Deadline Tuesday. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.